This story takes place during the Spanish Inquisition, when the Yidden had to be secret Yidden, and they kept Torah mitzvahs in their house and in the basement, because if they would be caught by the Inquisition, they would be very, very terribly punished. So on the outside, they pretended that like anybody else in Spain. And on the inside and on the basement, they were Yidden. They had secret minyanim, and the mommies lit Shabbos candles in the basement, and everything was done secret. But the Inquisition was going around spying. The secret police were going around spying all the time to catch more and more Yidden inside of their house. And this story takes place with Chaim Yankel and his wife Gittel. It's Friday night. Chaim Yankel just came home from the secret minyan and he's making kiddush. And the secret police of the Inquisition was outside of his house spying, looking through the curtains, peeking through the cracks. They look. He lifts up a cup of wine to drink. Well, it could be just regular wine, like any other Spanish person might drink wine on a Friday night. Okay, let's see what he does next. He's eating this bread. It looks like a bumpy bread. Well, yeah, it could be that he's just like any other Spanish eating bread on a Friday night. Oh, now his wife gives him fish. Oh, that's very good, because all the Spanish people on Friday night, they eat fish. Only fish. Now, one thing I'll tell you right now, they're not allowed to eat meat on Friday night or chicken, just fish. So they say, this man is like any other good Spanish person eating fish. And then Gittel serves her husband soup. Well, they couldn't tell what kind of soup it is. They just see, you know, some onions and some carrots. Oh, this must be fish soup. It's probably fish soup or maybe vegetable soup. Let's get going back to the Inquisition. No, let's stay. Maybe he's going to eat something else. And Gittel goes into the kitchen and she brings Chaim Yankel a plate of chicken. There's a pulque, there's a fliegel. Hey, look, he's eating chicken. It's not a regular person. It must be a Jew. Let's get him. And they go in, and they go in through the door without asking, and they say, you're under arrest. We're taking you to the Inquisition. We can prove you're a Jew. You're eating chicken on a Friday night. Let's take the plate. And they take Yankel, Chaim Yankel, they take him to the big room of the Inquisition, and the judges are sitting there, the scary judges, and they go into the big room. And the police say to the judges, we caught a Jew, he eats chicken Friday night, let's punish him. And the judges say, is this the first time or the second time? This is the first time, okay? Let's make him like any other Spanish person. They went to the special water over there, and they spritz him. Psh, psh, psh. They spritz him three times with the water. Okay, you're no longer a Jew. You're like any other Spanish person. Go home, and that's it. Finished. No more Shabbos. No more Torah. No more mitzvahs. We've made you to be a goy. That's it. Okay, Chaim Yankel goes home. Gittel says, oh, you came home. Baruch Hashem. What happened? Well, I don't know. They spritzed me three times and made me a goy. I don't know what happened to me.
What? You're a goy?
Well, that's what they said. No, what are you going to do? Well, I don't know. I'm tired. I'll go to sleep. He said, Kriya Shema Lamita. He goes to sleep. He wakes up. He says, Maideani. He washes Nagel Vassar. Goes to Daven. And the whole week goes by. The next Friday night, Chaim Yankel comes back from the secret minyan. Of course, he Daven on Shabbos. And now the Inquisition sent the secret police to spy on Yankel, the Chaim Yankel. They look through the curtains. He He's lifting up a cup of wine. Hey, look, he's lifting up a cup of wine. Eh, it's okay. He's eating the bumpy bread. Oh, it's okay. He eats fish. Very good. He eats soup. No problem. All of a sudden, Gittel brings out chicken. A pulka, a flegel, chicken. Look. I told him what's wrong with chicken. What's wrong with chicken is that it shows he's a Yid, because the Spanish people do not eat. They're not allowed to eat chicken on Friday night or meat. If it's person eating chicken, it means he's a Yid. They go and arrest Chaim Yankel. They say, you're under arrest. This time you're going to be the worst punishment. And they take him to the Inquisition. He goes into the big room, and the judges are sitting there. Hey, he came last week. Yes, we're arresting him again. Look what we found. Chicken on the plate. Here it is. The judges look at it. They say to Chaim Yankel, what do you have to say for yourself that you have chicken? And Chaim Yankel says, it's not chicken. On the plate is not chicken. What? What do you mean it's not chicken? What is it? It's fish. What do you mean it's fish? It's chicken. We see on the plate chicken. Chaim Yankel says, no, it's fish. And the judges look at it. They see a flegel, they see a pulka. They smell it. It's chicken. They look at it. It's chicken. One of them tastes it a little bit. Don't tell anybody. It's chicken. And they say, how can you say this is fish if we see it's chicken? Well, Chaim Yankel says, I'll tell you what happened. It used to be chicken, but I saw it's chicken, you know, didn't want it to be chicken. So what did I do? I took my soup and I spritzed it three times. Psh, psh, psh. Spritzed it three times with my soup and I said, now it's fish. So I made it to be fish. So now it's fish, it's not chicken. And the judges say, don't you know, you can't spritz chicken three times and make it to fish. It's chicken. It stays chicken. Spritzing three times doesn't do anything. It's a chicken. It stayed a chicken. You can't turn it to be fish by spritzing three times. Chaim Yankel says, look, last week you took me and you took water and you spritzed me three times. You said, now I'm not a Yid, I'm a goy. You spritzed me three times. So I said, if you could do that to me, I could take a piece of chicken and spritz it three times and make it to be a fish. And of course, they saw that you can't take a piece of chicken and spritz it three times and make it to be a fish. Same thing, you can't take a Yid and spritz him three times and make him to be anything else. He stays a Yid.
And Rabbi Bershman's class is the one.